grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Robin Hood was the kind of criminal slash hero that we hate to love. We love the fact that he gave to the poor. We hate the fact that he robbed from the rich. We commend him for his moral virtues. We shun him for his moral failure. We don't want our kids to grow up to be Robin Hood and one of his merry band of merry men. For God set it in stone, "Thou shalt not steal." Maybe that's why today this text from Luke chapter 16 rubs up against us in the wrong way at first glance. The manager, let's call him Robin, stole from his rich master. And that was after he was caught wasting the rich master's possessions. Well, look how he stole. He stole by forgiving others their debts. And all to save his own precious hide, right? For when the master gives him the boot, or so Robin thought, he will have to give an account, but he have gained many, many friends who will gladly receive him into their own homes because he did them a great favor by forgiving all their debts. He was a waster and a thief and selfishly dishonest, and his only virtue was his shrewdness, his ability to judge when in a compromised situation. Surprisingly, the rich master commends the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. In other words, the rich master gave him a high five and he said, "Well done. Good job. I see what you were thinking. You knew that my wrath was coming, and yet you made friends with people that you could have places to dwell. Good job." And he doesn't seem to care one bit about the fact that he lost income from those debtors. So what does this mean? Is Jesus trying to tell us that we ought to be wasters and thieves and dishonest managers as long as we're shrewd about it? No. For Jesus says elsewhere, does he not, "Be as wise as serpents, but innocent as doves." So what are we really supposed to learn from the rich man and his manager? Well, number one, God is the rich master. And you are the Robin, the manager. You and I, we spend our time wasting God's possessions. Most of our life, we waste God's possessions. For who can repay the Lord for all of his benefits, all the things that he's done for us? How can we repay him for house and home, wife and family, all that I have? He richly and daily gives us things that we don't even deserve. These are God's gifts to us. But the greatest waste of all, is when we don't use what we have to show mercy to others. When we don't help the poor. When we don't forgive the debts of those who have sinned against us and against God. That's when we truly waste God's wealth. Because, above all, God doesn't want to be known as a rich and stingy God, but rich and generous, full of mercy and compassion, love for his children, his debtors, love that overflows and never ends, love that even comes down from heaven and dies on the cross and rises again from the dead to pay all of our debts completely. God found a way to pay himself back for everything owed to him, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, God doesn't mind if you steal from him to take advantage of his riches. You'll never hear God say, "You forgave too much. You love the poor too much." In fact, the only thing to fear is hearing God say, "You forgave too little. You didn't love at all." Did you think that my riches, God says, couldn't cover that debt so that there could be peace among brothers and sisters on earth? Did I send my son to die for no purpose? Why weren't you shrewd enough to see that I myself would forgive you and them? Secondly, when you, Robin, steal from God, the rich master, in order to forgive others their debts, the end result is that those debtors love you and the rich master. Think about it this way. Imagine that you get a house loan, a mortgage from Regions Bank. And one day, an account representative from Regions calls you on the phone and says, "Psst, you've been a good customer of ours. We're going to slash your debt, your mortgage, in half. Slash it in half today. Just make sure you remain with Regions Bank, okay? Just stay with our bank, but we're cutting your mortgage in half." What would you say? "I love Regions Bank," right? "And I'm going to name my first child after that account representative. That's great. To have my debt slashed in half? Wow, that's wonderful. That's amazing." Well, then let me ask you this. What do you owe my master and your master? What's the total of all your debt before God? How much have you sinned against the Lord? Count it up. And now in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, as we hear every Sunday, all your sins, look at the cross, all your sins have been forgiven. All of your sins have been forgiven. All your debts have been paid for by Christ Jesus. Go in peace. And what's your response? You still think God is stingy, someone you got to get off your back? He's always after me about this. God has communicated, he's mediated to us a message of reconciliation between us and God. All of our debts, look at the cross, all of our debts have been paid, all of them. All of our debts are gone. And what does he want back from us? Not more things. He wants love. He wants us to love his word, to love his salvation, to have thankful hearts, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. To show mercy to others, to slash their debts, to remind them too that they have a gracious and a compassionate God who loves them and forgives them all their sins. And just as there's peace between you and God because of Jesus and his cross, so also I can have peace with you. We can be friends, and when my things and my righteous wealth, my unrighteous wealth fails, I got a place and you got a place. If your unrighteous wealth fails, you got my house too. We're a family. God has brought us together. We have peace with God, therefore we can have peace with one another. Will we not love God all the more, knowing that all of our debts have been paid? Finally, when you forgive others because you have been forgiven, and you've made friends for yourself by taking advantage of God's riches, and sharing what you have with others, not only will your friends receive you into their homes, but God will receive you into his eternal dwelling. My friends, the Pharisees didn't like this parable from Jesus. They were lovers of money. All they heard Jesus talk about in this parable was money, money, money. They could not hear that the rich master was God, and that each and every one of us is Robin, the manager. They ridiculed Jesus because of his faulty wisdom and how to use riches and how this man would be in trouble and so forth. It's all because they didn't know God rightly. So Jesus was right. You cannot serve two masters, God and money. Today and every day we must choose. Whom will we serve? Are you going to serve the almighty dollar? At the expense of hearing God and his word, at the expense of the poor, no forgiveness, no mercy, no real friends? Or will we serve our God and Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in whom there is plenteous forgiveness and mercy and fellowship and friendship and peace? And money is just a tool, not a sacred treasure. Go and be Robin Hood. By helping the poor and forgiving debts, just make sure that the only rich master you steal from is God and no one else. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.